From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, how Iraq's neighbors are reacting to the country's new interim government. But first, President Bush today gives the commencement address at the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, Colorado. The president usually speaks to at least one of the service academies at graduation time, and this year, the continuing conflict in Iraq lends a special weight to the occasion. Joining us now to talk about the president's speech is NPR's White House correspondent, Don Gagne. And Don, what do we expect the president to tell the graduates today?
Look for him to use this graduation ceremony at the Air Force Academy to really put the war on terror in the broadest historical context we've seen him do yet. He'll liken this war and the challenges it presents to World War II. World War II, when victory was the only option, he'll say, when nations of the world came together. And perhaps more importantly for this president, when this country was unified behind the war. He is trying very hard in these recent weeks, through all of these speeches that he is giving, to shore up support for the effort in Iraq at a time when poll after poll shows that the public has growing concerns, not just about how it's going, but also they're voicing growing doubts about the president's handling of the situation. So he'll hearken back to World War II in this speech for a number of reasons.
And this comes just days after the Memorial Day weekend and the opening of the new World War II Memorial on the National Mall.
Right. So that theme, the World War II theme, is getting a great deal of play right now, and for a good reason with these anniversaries. There's lots of talk about the greatest generation, talk about how such a large percentage of the men and women who took part in the U.S. Armed Forces in World War II have now died. And expect the president to talk about how there's a need to be ever vigilant to confront threats. I was at a Memorial Day service over the weekend, and there was a veteran there who had a hat on his head, a red, white, and blue hat, that said, freedom isn't free. That's a theme we can expect the president to echo today.
Well, I suppose it's better to go to the World War II theme than the Vietnam War theme.
Absolutely. And there has been more and more talk about Iraq as Vietnam. And that is certainly a notion that the White House works hard to dispel. It's also significant, though, that the president, when he speaks on this topic, he talks about the war on terror, rather than just the war in Iraq. So it's important for him to, again, keep focusing on that broader context as he tries to shore up and maintain public support.
And does he draw any distinction between those two?
He really doesn't draw any distinction. The president today will talk about the conflict in Iraq as being at the heart. The central front is the phrase he has used and will use, central front in the war on terror. And it's always not just Iraq, but the war on terror, even though there have been no links to Iraq and the 9/11 terrorist attacks. The White House maintains that a victory in Iraq will set an example for that entire region, and he'll talk about that today.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Thank you, Don.
You're welcome.